Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight on TNT, the season finale, two-hour season finale, show I'm enormously proud of, Public Morals, Kicking Ass, TNT, starring Ed Burns, Brian Dennehy, myself, executive produced by Steven Spielberg. I would love to hear what people are thinking about Public Morals. If you don't watch it tonight live on TNT, the two-hour finale, you can always stream all the episodes now at TNT.com, VOD, it's free. The response to Public Morals, the TV show, has been incredible, and I'm just really looking forward to people checking out the season finale, either live on TNT or TNT.com. Public Morals, Steven Spielberg, you think
the
he
great.
Fucks with...
You gotta preface his name.
The great. He's so great, you don't even have to say the great Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, you just Spielberg. Motherfuckers know.
Okay. This is the Ian Rapoport podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb in New York City. My name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. they call me the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the White Arsenio Hall. And I'm in here with my man G. Monetti, who's in the other room making some salmon. We're doing it. Before we get to the get-to-ing, I just want to let you guys know, because I'm sure everybody was as concerned as I was about my fantasy football league. I'm in the Stern Show Fantasy Football League, and I beat the fucking shit out of Scott Salem, aka Scott the Engineer, who's probably been with Howard Stern, one of the people who's been with him the longest. Scott, Fafafui, Bababui, Monkey, Gary DeLabonte, of course, Robin Quivers, and Fred Norris. So that those are the people. I don't know when fucking Scott started, but he's been there for a long time. And the reality of it is he was a I don't know if Scott likes me or not likes me, not personally, but in the league, I get different things. I call him Uncle Scott because he just has that disposition of an Uncle Scott. I don't have an Uncle Scott. I wish I did, and if I did, I'd want him to sort of have the disposition of Scott Salem, Scott the Engineer, who I did fucking, I beat his fucking ass. I beat his fucking ass. But I heard, he doesn't say it to me, I heard he doesn't like me taunting in my emails and all that shit. So, of course, I taunted him and sent him emails all fucking weekend. And I didn't know this. Somebody on Twitter hipped me to the fact that at one point, Scott the engineer, a.k.a. Scott Salem, a.k.a. Scott the bowler, had agreed to get fucked in the ass. That's right. I said agreed to get fucked in the ass by a rather intimidating but very famous porn star named Lexington Steele. Lexington Steele was going to bang him in the ass. I don't know if the money was going to go to him or to charity. I imagine it would go to him. There's no, that's not the way to make money for charity, getting fucked in the ass. Apparently he was going to get his asshole taken by Lexington Steele, who I imagine, if you're a porn star, a male porn star, you must be a cocksman. I haven't seen any of his work, but I know the name, I know the reputation. But then backed out at the last minute. But apparently he was going to get $250,000 to take it in the shitter, a.k.a. the dumper, a.k.a. Get his balloon knot spun in and spun out and spun all around by Lexington Steele. But then he thought better of himself and backed out at the last minute. It was going to be a pay-per-view event. You know, this is probably in the late 90s, mid-90s, or maybe even the 80s when Howard was doing that wild shit. They don't really do that anymore. I don't know why. I don't think he needs to. Now they're in a whole other place. But the point of the matter is that I fucking kicked his ass this past weekend. And this weekend coming up, see, a lot of you don't give two shits about fantasy football. Just stay with me. Stay with me here. I'm not talking about details. I'm playing a guy named Matthew Berry. Matthew Berry, who is kind of the person who one of the people who put fantasy football into the mainstream vernacular of sports and the mainstream sort of day-to-day doings, comings and goings of ESPN sports. Matthew Berry did that. He also, before that, was a writer. His big claim to fame, I'm sure he's done some better stuff, but he's also a writer. He was a successful Hollywood writer. He may have had something to do with The Simpsons. He may not have. I don't fucking fact check. I don't fact check anything here at the I Am Rapport podcast. When I am on here alone, when me and G Monetti are in here rocking together, there's no computers, there's no phones. We fact check nothing. We pride ourselves on that. But I do know that this fucking guy wrote Crocodile Dundee 1, 2, and 3, which are obviously they weren't high art, but they were successful. I think the first one was very, very successful. And if you make 1, 2, and 3 of a movie, obviously they don't continue to make them unless they're making money. So he did that, and then he's a big fantasy guy, and then he fucking quit show business, which I say fucking more power to you, because, you know, show business is a motherfucker. And then he, you know, really kind of was the one to, you know, start fantasy football. And so he's been doing it for years, years and years and years before he was even, you know, doing it professionally, because now he's like a professional fantasy football analyst. Which, when you think about it, is a fucking joke. No disrespect to any of the professional fantasy football analysts, but we're talking about analyzing fake teams with fake players. Well, they're not fake players. Fake teams with fake owners, with fake rosters and shit. I love it. I'm not shitting on fantasy football. I love it. But you get the gist of it. It's really some Dungeons and Dragons nerd shit. You don't even have to like football itself or the sport that you might be playing fantasy-wise to even get involved. You could be a degenerate scumbag gambler. I just read some article about some fucking lowlife who threw his whole life away, his wife, his kids, his whole fucking thing, betting on fantasy sports. This is not even real poker or blackjack. This is like you're betting on fantasy sports, which is like double the degenerate gambler. You should get like a fucking, you get like a gold stripe, you know, across, like you're a general of degenerate gambling if you're doing it for fantasy sports. But it's real. It's addictive. I can see how it is. I don't fuck around with high stakes shit. Of course, I do play my daily fantasy sports at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. If you want to play fantasy sports, you should definitely go to DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. But my true passion is
season-long fantasy with the Stern Show. It's not even so much about my interest in football, because I am a football fan, but I wouldn't say football is behind basketball. It's basketball, then football, and I don't even play fantasy basketball, because that's some everyday shit. That's like, you know, that's like fucking building a sandcastle and trying to keep it up at the beach all day. You know, like when you're a kid, you try to build a sandcastle and the water keeps fucking it up and you don't realize that you should just back up. That was an analogy. I don't know if that was a good analogy. Kind of. Anyway, so I'm playing this fucking guy, Matthew Berry. He prefers to be called Matthew instead of Matt. I don't fucking know. I don't give a fuck if you call me Mike, Michael, Gringo or Gringo Mandingo or just GM or Mike Rapp. Some people call me Rappaport. I've mentioned before that when I was a kid, I was teased at camp, Camp Robin Hood. I believe it started, I don't think it was at Camp Winnico, but I was at a camp called Camp Robin Hood in New Hampshire until I got kicked out. I love that fucking place. I was fucking called Rappacrap. Can you believe it? Call me fucking Rappacrap. They call my brother that too, Professor Eric Rappaport. I have a brother who's a professor. He's a college teacher. What he does, I'm not even sure. It has to do with, city planning and climate change. He's on some fucking other shit. He's smart. He's a genius. All right. He's on a fucking tenure at a fucking school. Okay. So we have that going for us, the Rappaports. Okay. You're probably like, well, what happened to you, asshole? And I say, well, what happened to you, asshole? But they called him Rappacrap too, but he didn't get that. They called him Rappacrap vis-a-vis me. I was harangued and harassed. At one point, I'm 9, 8, 9, 10. They're calling me Rodney because I kept saying, I didn't even know who the fuck Rodney Dangerfield is at 9 or 10 years old. But I kept saying something about I get no respect, I get treated bad. And then I started getting called Rodney. That was another nickname. But Rappacrap really stuck with me. And I laughed it off. And I that's one of the reasons why I developed such a thick skin and such a sort of je ne sais quoi when it comes to shit talking and or snapping. Because I brought it upon myself. But I would get, shit thrown at me and then I would verbally throw the shit right back at you. I wasn't a fighter. I had a couple of, scuffs. But I was a shit talker. And it's like a weapon. If you could talk shit, you could keep people, back them the fuck up. You know what I mean? I don't know how the fuck I got on. Anyway, so I'm playing this fucking guy who is truly a fucking, I respect Matthew Berry as a professional. And I respect him at what he's accomplished in the world of fantasy sports. I wish I was just a fantasy sports analyst. I don't fucking know enough about sports, any sport, to become a fantasy football analyst. But can you imagine if that's your fucking job? What a fucking joke. Being a fantasy sports analyst as a job, that's like having a fantasy job. That's not even a fucking job. But I'm saying good. God bless you. I have to say all this because now I'm going to rip your asshole off, Matthew Berry. Now I'm going to fucking tear you down, you fuck you, okay? Because I'm playing you this coming week, this weekend, and I beat your fucking ass twice last year. I kicked your fucking ass, and nobody on the I Am Rappaport podcast or no one listening to the I Am Rappaport podcast gives two shits about the fact that my son and his friend did the drafting. The fact that you keep continually bringing up the fact that my 12 and 13-year-old, now he's 13, his son, my son and his friend, who lost a fucking tooth on the day of the draft. That's how, they're children. The fact that you point this out is a fucking joke, okay? It's not like, I had Marv Albert doing the fucking draft for me. Or it's not like I have fucking, John Gruden doing the fucking draft for me. I have a 13-year-old and his friend who lost a tooth on the draft day. And you complain about it. Yet, and still, my team is right in the fucking mix to win the league again. Last year, I came in second. I lost to a gorilla named Fafafui, a.k.a. Mama Monkey. And this year, we're right in the throes. Now, this fucking guy, Matthew Berry, he does insider trading. He fucking drafted Tom Brady when he was set to be suspended for 4 days. A few days later, Tom Brady's off suspension. That's fucking insider trading, okay? He knows shit that we don't know yet, and still, Rappaport's Delight, which is the name of my team, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood, a.k.a. A History of Violence, it's the name of my team, our team, because it is team. There is no me in team. Is it no me in team? No, there's no I in team. There's no I in team. You could spell team, there's me in team. There's no I in fucking team. Okay, there's no I in fucking team. We play this fucking guy this week. And it's like some Revenge of the Nerd shit with this fucking guy. Okay, it's like some fucking Revenge of the Nerd shit. And I'm trying to keep the fucking nerd in his fucking nerd cage, in his fucking nerd corner with his fucking dunce cap on and beat his ass again. Trust me when I tell you that Matthew Berry, the face of fantasy sports on ESPN, he is conspiring. He's going over analytics and algorithms to figure out a way to fucking beat me. He wants my fucking blood spilled. He wants my fucking blood spilled. He wants my 12-year-old, my 13-year-old son, and his friend's blood spilling in the streets. He'll deny it. He'll say he doesn't care. I'm in a lot of leagues. Apparently, he's in the fucking Jay-Z league. God only knows the fucking stakes that are in that. He's in the league with all the fucking hotshot ESPN guys. Yet and still, the person that he wants to beat the most is me, Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the fucking Gringo Mandingo. And I'm not going to fucking go down without a fight. My team is going to fight till the fucking death. Anybody out there want to send pictures, photographs, things that you think I could taunt Matthew Berry with going into this week? Send them right away. You know where to find me. I'm easy to find. I'm on fucking Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I was just at the fucking Starbucks down the street. I'm easy to find. You could send it to IamRappaport.com. The people need to get... I don't care if you... Listen. Oh, listen. If you want to keep the fucking nerds in there, fuck. You know, Steven Jobs, he fucked it up for everybody, okay? Because now he's like cool, la, la, la. But that fucking nerd, God rest his soul, and I say this with all due respect, he fucking made every fucking Poindexter, you know, every fucking, you know, gum on their shoe fucking guy who thinks they're fucking smart, who speaks very properly and with a lisp and all, he made all of them feel like they could get hype. Not all of you are Steven Jobs, all right? Okay? Not all of you are Ralph Mouth, okay? Most of you fucking nerds are just nerds. Fuckboy nerds. Okay, and I'm Fonzie in this fucking league. Okay, I'm the fucking Fonz, and Ralph fucking Mouth wants to take me down. Do you understand this? You want me to have to take my fucking leather jacket off for Ralph fucking Mouth this weekend going into fantasy sports, people? No, you don't. Stand behind Rappaport's Delight. Tweet this fucking guy. Harangue him. I want the Rappa Pack to harangue Matthew Berry on Twitter, on Instagram. If you see him on the street, break his fucking balls. He's trying to fucking slice me open and fucking cut me open and have me bleeding in the streets, pleading for fucking mercy in fantasy football. It ain't gonna fucking happen. I'm gonna take you down this week, you fuck you. I know it's been all over the news, and we're gonna get into it a little bit more later. You gotta ask yourself, when you're reading these reports about this Lamar Odom situation, which is starting to look on the bright side, starting to look like he's going to pull through based on the reports. You got to ask yourself, when you're reading these stuff that, you know, it says the first thing that he said when he woke up was, "I love you, babe," to Khloe Kardashian. And I just want to say again, I have always been a huge fan of Lamar Odom. I fuck with him hard body karate, no Bruno. And I'm wishing him nothing but a great recovery. But these fucking Kardashians, man, the reports, or they all say, well, the first thing he said was, "I love you, babe. Hi, babe." It's all Kardashian-based. So you mean to tell me, after almost losing his life, it wasn't, "Where's my kids? I love you to my kids. I love you to my son. I'm sorry." That wasn't it. Let me tell you how this shit works. Okay? It's a hospital room. Okay? the doctors and the nurses that are in there, they're not calling the fucking New York Daily News, the TMZs, the fucking Washington Post. This story is being covered, you know, all over the place because it's the Kardashians, not because it's Lamar Odom, because it's the Kardashians. And every single report that comes out of it is something to do with the Kardashians, putting them in a good light. Where do you think this information comes from? Maybe he did say, I love you, babe. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he said a few other things and then said, I love you, babe, to his estranged ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. But where do you think these newspapers, these Twitter fucking papers and all this shit are getting this information from? The fucking Kardashians themselves. If it's not them making the call themselves, it's their publicist and it's their assistant saying, you know, we're just letting you know Lamar's doing good. And, you know, it's crazy. The first thing he said was blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm paraphrasing and I'm saying allegedly because I don't want to get fucking sued because those fuckers will sue you. But this information comes from them. It's not like the fucking doctor who's taking care of Lamar is fucking calling that little shit Harvey Levin and saying, hey, because rest assured, that little shit Harvey Levin, he'd be like, the doctor called me personally. And then they'd be like, next on TMZ. Fuck you guys over at TMZ, by the way. I'm on a TMZ rant. It's never going to stop. I also wanted to say the one and only white person with no lips that I'm going to shout out, the famous white person with no lips. Unfortunately, it's a younger girl, but I'm so tired of these fucking chicks. Is it Kylie Kendall? Which one looks like she changed herself into look like Selena? She looks like a fucking a Puerto Rican girl from 109th between first and second. I don't know which one it is. I think it's Kylie. Now she looks like she totally fucking changed the way she looks. She seriously looks like a chick, pretty. Not saying she's not pretty, and I'm not saying referencing the girls that I'm talking about aren't pretty, but I used to date a girl in the ninth grade. Her name was Elsie Rodriguez. Looked just like the 2015 version of Kylie Jenner. But before she hooked herself up, she had she was a soon-to-be famous white person with no lips. Actually, she had one lip. And I don't like to criticize or discuss or put any women in famous white people without lips because I just don't like to do that. I'd rather go after just the guys and only the guys. But Kylie Jenner, just because I don't think that you really have a specific skill set, even your sister's like a model, the Kendall, and I know you're a young girl, you got to look to yourself in the mirror and say, what the fuck are you doing with your life? All right. And when you look at yourself in the mirror, now that you have two lips, no. That you could have been on the I Am Rappaport podcast for being a famous white person with only one lip. Not no lips, only one lip. Because until you done did that surgery to hook yourself up with the Rat Pack shit you got now on your lips, you only had one lip, okay? You only had one fucking lip. And I just want you guys to go away. And when you go away, don't bring the cameras. Just fucking give the world a break. Everybody wants a fucking break. Nobody is in the public eye every single day. And there's so fucking many of you with so many different agendas that we just can't escape you. I want it to be a national holiday where you motherfuckers are not in the papers, where you don't post anything. And think about what the fuck you guys are doing collectively. Enough is enough. How much fucking more money do you need? How many for? You're not that dope. There's not one of you Kardashian chicks that's that dope. Like, you're not that, like, without the fucking surgeries and the makeup and the lighting and the clothes and the asses and the tits, none of you are fucking are cover girls. None of you. Shut it down. And Caitlyn, I apparently you're gonna get Woman of the Year from Glamour Magazine. I thought you were taking a break. You said, I'm going to go away. It's been too much. But yet you're accepting an award from Glamour Magazine as the Woman of the Year. And you may have a bigger dick than me still to this day. This is the Ian Rappaport Podcast.
TuneIn Premium has all the fucking radio you want for $7.99 a month. All the fucking radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game and NFL game all season long. The most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, in the entire fucking world. Over 5.5 million podcasts and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. And the best part? There's no fucking commercials. Not one. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. Remember, TuneIn Premium has all the fucking radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's $7.99 a month. And I like saying fuck. Who doesn't like to say fuck? TuneIn Premium. Boundless audio.
This is the I Am Rappaport podcast, live from Gloom Tomb East.
That's it? That's your fucking opening?
Yeah, man.
Wow. See, I Am Rappaport podcast coming live from Gloom Tomb. And this Lamar Odom situation, so upsetting.
Word.
But one thing that I don't think has been pointed out, or I haven't heard it, I like the owner of the ranch where he was. I like that he was kind of like...
honest with everything.
Honest about it. They were as safe as they possibly could to get him out of there. He seems to not be a fan of the Kardashians, which seems to be the
pulse
of the nation right now. And I like the way he doesn't give a shit. I've been a fan of his... And I've known about him, as a lot of other people have, from his show, from his interviews. He had HBO reality show, Dennis Huff. But the one thing that we wanted to point out is that this is bad business for your ranch. And you're probably like, well, how is it bad business for your ranch? Because if you have a VIP client, Lamar Odom is a VIP client.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young, rich dude who's a VIP. He's supposed to be treated good.
Mm-hmm.
If he says he wants to go up there, or any other VIP wants to go up there and freak off. Okay, let's say it's another person. Let's say G Moody wants to go up there. He's a VIP, right, G Moody? Don't you think you should be treated like a VIP?
Yes, sir.
You go up there, you got thousands and thousands of dollars to spend. You're a TV show star, la, 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 la. The quality of the girls that he sent to my man Lamar... Yo,
if I'm spending $100,000 and you bring in Estelle Getty and B. Arthur and you want me to fuck them.
Yo, he brought in some ice skating, Shaky Shack, Tanya Harding looking chicks for Lamar. The chick that's all over the news, that it was the alleged woman. That's the girl you send for a VIP guy?
VIP who's spending $100,000.
Did he say he spent $100,000?
It's $75,000, but I give it
damn.
$100,000. That's what you give,
that's
my man?
That's what you get for $75,000? At your ranch, is supposed to be the best whorehouse in the country? There's Instagram jump-offs that are way better than that.
Those look like...
How could that be the best that you get for $75,000?
That.
That's not a dope chick.
In any country.
Yo, especially not a VIP guy in the United States. It's not like he's in some remote, right, you know, part of Russia and it was like, yo, he was in like a, yo.
And he giving you $75,000.
They have a reality show about your whorehouse. This is like probably the most famous whorehouse in the world.
Right.
The Cat House. And that's what you get?
You gotta upgrade your stable, man.
Yo, your stable is real whack, man.
Right.
Really whack.
Word. Go fuck with Pimpin' Ken or Don Juan. You need help, man.
Yeah, you need to get some real pimps in there to get some better looking chicks. Yo, you could go on Twitter and find better looking chicks on there just on a humble.
You could bag better ones on Craigslist.
On Craigslist, on the train, you could get better jump offs than that.
I ain't paying $70. Yo,
nah.
That's $20, man.
Nah, man. That girl doesn't look right. First of all, she's now a famous white person and soon to be the first famous white person, female, with no lips.
Right.
The hooker who was at the ranch during the horrible Lamar Odom situation, she's a famous white person with no lips.
And she's going to write a book, My Night with Lamar. You know she's going to...
She's gonna pimp that shit.
Yeah, man. She should pimp that shit because Dennis, she's definitely a hustler because, yo, to get that far, to be with a VIP client, to be a prostitute and you look like that, you don't look dope.
Oh, her style, her fuck style.
It must be Buckwild.
If Dennis Hoff said, all right, y'all take care of him.
Yeah, she's probably like a little rabbit.
Yeah, y'all take care of him.
Yeah. She's probably like a little...
Yeah, she probably one of them motherfuckers.
What do you mean? She put the moves on you.
Hell
huh?
Yeah. If that's his top of the line, we gotta think about that.
Yeah, but she don't look good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Maybe she been out there too much. And she probably like the 67 Mustang.
Right.
You know, like
she takes a licking.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, she just keeps
takes
going.
Takes a licking.
And keeps on ticking.
Keeps on licking.
All right. All right. So we're going to do things a little bit out of order. Usually, awards that we give out on the I Am Rapaport podcast, we give it out later in the show. And this week, we are giving away the acclaimed, much coveted Sick Fuck of the Week award.
Word.
And the Sick Fuck of the Week of the award is something that is earned, not just given. So if you're just a terrible, violent person who does something terrible and violent and cruel, you don't get this. A special, special, special kind of motherfucker wins the Sick Fuck of the Week award. Mm. Am I right, G Moody?
Yes, you are.
Again, it is an award that is earned, not given. So a few days ago, a South Carolina dude decapitated a 2-week-old puppy in front of kids. His girlfriend and her 2 children watched in horror as a dude named James Quantelbaum cut the fucking head off a fucking dog with a kitchen knife in front of the woman and 2 little kids. You are a sick fuck. How could you be in a state of mind to cut a fucking a dog's head off in front of how could you do that, first of all, and then to do it in front of the girl and kids in front of their mom? Like, they're never going to get over seeing some shit like that. That is what you call a sick fuck. And that is a guy who wins the Sick Fuck of the Week. James Xavier Quantelbaum allegedly decapitated a 2-week-old puppy.
Damn.
All the blood. You don't get over that. The neighbor said he had no right doing that. He should be punished. You don't get over. See, they saw it. All the violence and the blood. This guy. See, you are the sick fuck of the week.
No doubt.
They found the puppy in the trash. The cops came to this guy Quantelbaum allegedly spitting in the face of the officer. This is a fucking lunatic. This guy's a fucking nut job.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is the real sick fuck of the week.
Damn.
I mean, how do you do that?
I have no words.
How do you have the fucking balls to do that?
Usually I'm speechless. I mean, usually I can talk. Now I'm speechless with this shit. Yo, man. I read that Glamour magazine, you know, was slated to give Caitlyn Jenner the Woman of the Year award. And I was flabbergasted.
Well, if Caitlyn Jenner is getting the Woman of the Year award, I want to be in consideration for the Woman of the Year award.
Yeah.
Because Caitlyn Jenner is not a woman. Respectfully, Caitlyn Jenner is a transsexual.
Right. Of she should get that of the year.
You could get that, no problem. But to say that that is the Woman of the Year, the most important Woman of the Year. Now, I'm sure there's way, some other women who've done way more important thing for women's rights and for women in general. Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner has done the most for transgender of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some other pioneers who've done it without a reality show, who's also done it without its own self-serving nature and haven't profited from their transgender reality shows.
That's right.
But for all intents and purposes, obviously, Caitlyn Jenner is the most well-known transsexual ever. But to give her the woman of the year is a disrespect to every guy with a fucking loaf.
And every woman.
Because is it or is it not true that Caitlyn Jenner has a dick?
Yeah.
So until you're never going to be technically officially a woman. You'll be a transsexual.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a dick like me or G Moody or every other guy out here, how can Glamour Magazine? It just goes to show what kind of a rag Glamour Magazine is.
Word.
It just goes to show what kind of egomaniac Caitlyn Jenner is for accepting the work. Because you could say, no, I don't accept it.
Yeah.
Give it to so-and-so. I'll present it. It'd be my pleasure to present it. I'll take an acknowledgement. But you're not a woman. And Glamour Magazine, obviously, if you get Caitlyn Jenner, that means big ratings.
Yep.
That means big subscriptions and all that shit. And I'm sure they're probably paying Caitlyn to accept the award.
Man, she changed, and now she getting more money. More people.
Getting more money, and we still don't know
what she did with that dick.
We have no clue where.
So this is a hustle. Remember I said it. Until you cut it, it ain't a hustle. When you cut it, then the hustle is over.
Right. Then the games are over.
Right, because you're serious. If I could say I'm a lady. Are you really a lady, Gerald?
Yeah, Gerald, are you really a lady?
Have you cut your
loaf?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you haven't cut your loaf, then
you're not a lady. And you're not qualified
to get. So why are they giving Caitlyn Jenner Woman of the Year? Ask yourself that. Do not buy this shit.
How do
you
justify that?
Don't support these motherfuckers. Send in to the Ian Rapoport podcast Harvey Levin's local coffee shop so I can go out there with some cameras.
Word.
And stick a camera in Harvey Levin's face every morning when he doesn't look all fucking prim and proper.
And we're going to have them gangbangers as our cameraman.
Hey, Harvey. Where you going today, Harvey?
Where you going,
How you feeling today? Just how they was doing Lamar every day.
Yeah, you buster. We use California slang on your ass.
What's up, Harvey? How's it going today, Harvey? That's how the TMZ people approach you. They catch you off guard. Hey, Mike, what are you doing? Nothing. Hey, Harvey, where are you going? Every day with the camera in your face. And we're going to see how you handle it. He's a celebrity, Harvey Levin.
Yeah.
Technically
he could be
a TV. He's a TV star.
Yeah.
Why don't they turn the tide on this guy? How did I get on him?
How is it justified that she gets the woman
I don't
of the
understand
year?
It.
How is that justified? When is it,
and she said, I'm going to go away. I'm going to stay out of the limelight. No, you're not.
No.
No, you're not.
Everywhere you go, you looking like Linda Evans going to CVS.
You look like you on some
Dynasty.
Like
touch.
You on Knott's Landing.
Yeah.
You look like you in Knott's Landing, Donna Mills and Michelle Lee in them.
Yes, right.
Shout out to my sister who was on Knott's Landing.
Claudia.
Donna Mills was on. She was fine.
Yeah. That's when she go out
She's
to Starbucks like that.
Like Donna Mills.
This ain't Knott's Landing, motherfucker.
This ain't Dallas.
He get the woman. What about Serena? What about Michelle Obama? What about who are the white ladies that win too?
Huh? There's got to be some other ladies that Hillary.
Yeah. No, Hillary on some cheat shit with the email shit. She
you fuck all that. Like a Bernie Sanders. Yo, you know what would be a good team? Hillary and Bernie. She should get him to be a running mate. They'd fucking win. We get a fucking Jew and a lady in there. I would love my man. I fuck with Bernie.
Bernie's on there.
I fuck with Bernie. Bernie's like, who cares about the emails? They're debating. He's like, no one cares about this shit.
Right.
I like that. I want fucking Bernie in there, man. Get Hillary and Bernie. I wonder, would they win?
Yeah.
We get a fucking Jew in there. We have some fucking locks. We take off on some Jew holidays.
Yo.
We really Jew the whole spot up. He comes out in his fucking, for his press conference, he's wearing a suit and some gray New Balances like Larry David.
See?
That would be good. Fuck all of you, every day the president has to come and wear shoes with the suit. His back hurts. I want a nice fucking, I want Bernie Sanders. He could do some speeches. Let Hillary, two-handed.
That's what we wanted. You want to see your culture up there.
Right.
You said New Balance. That's fucking, that's part of you. That's
right.
Jewish people shit. We wanted to see that too. We never got none of that. We didn't get him out there with a Kango.
Explain.
We didn't get no motherfucking inauguration like I would have had my inauguration. Do you know what I would have had?
Tell us.
First of all, we're going to have a big party. Because it's a black American in the White House. And we got his culture.
So right? Who are you going to have? Who's going to be?
The lineup is Kid Capri rocking.
Okay.
Right? All Washington, D.C. We have different DJs.
Mm.
Theodore rocking.
Mm. Keep
Jazzy
going.
Jazzy fucking Jeff.
Keep going.
Fucking Cool Herc on one. We have black American culture because it's a black American president.
And then who would be your first singing guest?
Oh, we have a lineup of soul motherfuckers. We have Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm.
Philip Bailey.
Mm.
Fucking Bobby Womack. If he was still, he still would
have
been
alive. Bobby would have been. Ooh, imagine Bobby.
Al Green.
Ooh.
It would. And then
I would have brought out some old dudes too. I would have had Bill Withers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I would have reunited moment for us.
Yeah.
We didn't get none of that. None of that.
I would have
loved to see that on the great lawn. Everything black.
Cookouts.
Everything. Catered. White House catered. You go in there for the parties, you get tater salad.
Tater salad.
That's us.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's like you said, Bernie Sanders. You would love to see the motherfucker with the newbies,
yep.
Right? The Jewish shit.
The Jew shit.
Right.
Yo, the way he was with Hillary when he was like, yeah, who cares about the emails?
Yeah, I get you, bro.
So you're saying you're disappointed that he didn't have tater salad at the White House?
I think any president brings their culture with him.
You got
Irish motherfuckers in there.
Right.
Right? They had their shit. We had somebody in there, and we didn't have anything.
it was more. He had some soul in there.
Ah, man, no. Not like it's supposed to be. Jewish motherfuckers coming here, they like, here's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's us now.
Yeah.
We got a kowtow. I don't like that. I don't like that. I didn't like that.
I hear you, G. Moody. I hear you.
I want the Technics turntables. I want all that out there,
yeah,
man.
It should be a DJ down in the lobby of the White House. They're not going to be playing no craziness, but they could be mixing like this little soul
a
Sundays.
A black man is in the White House.
Some
black
soul Americans. Sundays.
Cooking, all that. Come on, man. It's us. We're part of this soil.
It's the I Am Rapaport Podcast, and we'll be right back. The I Am Rapaport Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Mack Weldon Great Underwear.
Nice.
It separates loaf from balls, church
right.
And state. You can shop on your mobile and check out in less than a minute. Okay, you go to MackWeldon.com, MackWeldon.com. Put in the promo code Rappaport, RAPAPORT, for 20% off. It's the I Am Rappaport Podcast coming live from the Gloom Tomb in New York City. Man, we gave away a Sick Fuck of the Week award. I really want to get people emailing and stuff like that. I'm really enjoying this Truey app, Truey. I like reading questions off there.
Yeah, it's interesting.
This is one of the questions that was on the Truey app that I saw. Wives should have sex with men whenever they ask for it.
Because God put desires in us that you don't got.
So what's your answer? Yes or no?
Yes, have it all the time.
Yeah, okay. Chips and Coke for the rest of your life or steak and water for the rest of your life? See, that's a valid question for Truth. And I'm going to say steak and water.
Hell yeah.
Looks are 95% of deciding to date someone. 95% no.
No.
Truey app, Truey. Work days should be 6 hours. Yes.
Yeah.
Do all lives matter? Yes. Do all loaves matter?
Yes.
Do you think this app is a government-based project? See?
Yes, if you're asking it, motherfucker. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's true. It's okay slapping a girl that doesn't shut up. No, right. You dumb fuck.
Just cut it off.
See? That's the true app.
Yeah.
What else can I say, man? The NBA season is a sniff away from happening. I can't wait.
I see they got new hairstyles on certain guys.
Yo, dudes are coming out with some wild hairdos. I'm going to tell you, Money Grip on the Orlando Magic, what's his name?
I don't know. He got
that
like
point guard
mattress on his shit.
He got a fucking mattress. Like he's got like a mutation growing out of his hair. Like that dude, The Weeknd, who I said is very talented. But yo, what is that? The singer, The Weeknd.
Yeah,
I can't feel my face and I'm with you. I like him.
But yeah, that's a good jam.
I fuck with him.
Yeah, he's all right.
But Joe, you got like a fucking like a fucking drunk chia pet mutation growing out of your head. And dudes in the NBA have that. And George Hill, we're gonna go at you first. George Hill of the Indiana Pacers, right? Is he on the Pacers?
Yeah, I think
so. Is it the Pacers
or the Spurs?
No, he's not on the Spurs. He's got traded off the Spurs. He's on some fake Cisco shit. Yo, listen to me. George Hill, you need to cut that fucking wig piece. You got like some blonde, white Cisco. Yo, my man, you don't look good.
What are you doing?
What are you trying to do, Money?
What are you trying to do?
Cut your shit, Money.
Please. You were good. You were good before.
George Hill's good.
You were fine. You were fine.
Why
you makes a motherfucker get up in the morning and say, I'm going to dye my shit blonde?
I don't like it.
What's wrong? What's wrong, yo?
Duke, I don't like it. He needs to cut his hair. He needs to cut his hair. George Hill, I'm a fan, too.
Yeah.
But that's not good.
Like we're fans, and then we come and see you like on some other shit. So we like, yo.
And now you look crazy, and it's not like you're some new jack in the league. So are you trying to make a statement? What are you trying to do? It's not like you're like Odell. Odell's like, yo, I was rookie of the year.
Right.
I'm on that fly shit.
We
tease Odell about the lavender streaks, but I get it.
Word.
He's young. Odell won't have the blonde shit when he's 32, 33. George Hill, you've been in the league.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Cut your wig piece before the season starts.
Get a nice bald head.
Cut that shit, man.
Word.
Also, D Rose, we fuck with you hard body karate. You keep getting injured, and it keeps hurting me. I feel it. Every time I hear about you getting injured, I feel it. I do. I'm a humongous fan of you. One of the most humble, nicest dudes, soft-spoken dudes I've ever met in my travels in the NBA. I love D Rose. Why you got your shit like Miguel, Duke? Cut your shit, D-Rose. Yo, go back to where you had the shit short. You got the curly, peasy shit. Do that.
What do you got now?
He got the high-top shit. And his, no, he doesn't need that.
Oh.
You're better than that, D-Rose. Cut your wig piece.
Damn.
We're deep into the football season. And those fucking Patriots, man. What can we say? G?
They're cheating.
No, we sound crazy, man.
No.
Tom Brady's on some shit, man. Tom Brady's a beast. He's a fucking savage.
Hey, once you're convicted of cheating,
right?
Of course you're gonna blow out everybody by 50.
You think he's still doing it?
You're in the locker rooms. You got everything mic'd. You know the plays. So I don't give you any fucking
credit
for that. They caught you guys cheating, so my
numerous
view of these
times.
Motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, of course you're blowing motherfuckers
up. Like a sexual predator.
Right. Yeah.
I'm always going to look at you fucked up. I don't care if you think you've been rehabilitated.
Right. Exactly.
I don't believe you. I don't believe Tom Brady's not guilty of cheating. I don't believe that.
I'm not impressed by what I'm seeing.
That's where we're going to differ, because I will give them enormous credit. Gronkowski's a beast. Every season they do this shit, man.
The only team in the history of the NFL, which is, 80 years old, that has been winning like that has been who? The Cheaters.
Do you think that, you don't think it's just a coincidence?
Nope.
You don't think they're just that good?
Nope. I've never seen anything like this.
Right.
How many, the Bears are considered, the 85 Bears considered what? The best fucking team, right?
Right.
They did it what? 1 year. These motherfuckers just do it every year. And then they got caught for cheating.
And then they suspended him 4 games. He didn't serve a day. You know who's a psychopath?
Ooh.
That dude, Greg Hardy.
Oh.
Yo, Greg Hardy on the Cowboys. See, there's a difference between being like a fuck up.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a cheater, and there's a difference between being scary. This fucking guy scares me.
Yeah.
He was already suspended for domestic violence. He comes back after being suspended. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys, and the first thing he says to the media, he's talking about Tom Brady's wife and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I hope she comes to the game. She gonna watch me. And then the way he's like, yo, I like that he was rough on him, but like, he don't look right.
Yeah.
He looks nuts.
Yo.
Some of these football players are 51-50.
And you see, Jerry Jones didn't have any regard about
nut.
Yeah, you see, it ain't about, oh, what a motherfucker does.
The Dallas Cowboy, the Cowboy way.
It's a business.
Yeah, he just make him show up for the game. I don't care what he's like.
They should say that. It's like, yo, I'm running this shit, man, and this guy did some sucker shit.
And he's nuts. And I'm scared of him. I'm the owner of the Cowboys. Frankly, he fucking makes me nervous. When I greet him, I don't greet him alone. I have security around me.
But he's a hell of a football player.
But he's a hell of a football player. And we're happy to have him have on the silver.
Metallic silver and blue.
The silver and blue. The star, the shield of the NFL.
That's right.
The most expensive, well-known brand and logo and foot in sports is the Cowboys star and the New York Yankees.
Yeah. It ain't what you do.
Greg Hardy's a nutcase.
It's how they well
know.
You play.
And the Jets somehow, Sheldon Richardson is back playing football. Yo, we said it on here. I said, yo, this guy needs to be checked into a mental institution. This guy could hurt himself and other people.
Yeah.
If all those things are true, and he's in a high-speed chase with a little kid in the car and guns, and now a few weeks later he served it and it's fine? No. I'm not saying rid yourself of him. Put him in a fucking mental institution.
For a season.
At least say we're going to suspend you unless you're in a mental institution. But they don't do that. They want him back on the field banging away. That guy makes me fucking nervous straight up and down. Sheldon Richardson. And I'm being totally serious. This is the Ian Rapoport podcast being totally serious.
That's right.
We're totally serious.
Always. You know what? Them housewives.
Basketball wives. I don't like them.
Distasteful, trashy show.
Keep going.
And the fact that that woman would mess with the next man who's in the league. It shows you
Matt Barnes' wife?
Yeah, it shows you how these women get down. But I want to say, what is your, all these basketball wives, what is your position in the family structure?
Right.
What do you think your job is in that family structure?
Can you make a chicken dinner for your kids? Can you make some basic chicken and some mashed potatoes?
Right.
Not will you. We know better than you. You won't do it.
Right.
We know you won't do it. The question is, can you?
Can
you do it?
Right.
Can you do that?
What do you think you are in relation to the family structure?
Do you think that it's like, you're too much of a feminist to cook for your kids?
To help the man out.
You're beyond that?
What do? You just spend the guy's money and drive him into the ground. And like my man J. Rue said, the vampiress giving the black man stress. That's who you represent on television. And what happened to Eric Williams? He's homeless.
Yo, and where's his earth?
Where's his whiz?
His basketball wife.
His whiz drove him into the ground.
And these women that are like this feminism shit, and you want to walk around, you can walk around with no shirt on.
Why is it so special for you to have nothing on?
But can you make a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Can you put together a little meal? Can you be both?
Grits.
Can I get some pork chops and some grits? Is that
too much?
Is that making you feel like sexualized?
An object, because
I want some grits.
And my daughter wants it. Our daughter wants some grits and eggs.
You're worried about walking around butt-ass naked.
These are not. What is your fucking position?
What is the family structure like? Do we just order out every night?
Right.
See? I can't cook. I'm fucking working every day.
And then you can't get a piece of chicken.
Can't get a piece of chicken.
Which takes 20 minutes.
All right, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building a dope-ass website today at squarespace.com. And if you enter the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, at checkout, you get 10% off. Squarespace has a state-of-the-art technology to ensure security and stability so your online information and your online presence is safe and secure. Millions, literally millions of people are already using Squarespace. It's just $8 a month and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. Start your free trial today with no credit card needed. If you don't have a credit card, you can still go to squarespace.com and make sure you use the promo code Rappaport and save 10%. Every single person needs an online presence. It's 2015. Go to squarespace.com. Check it out. We use it at the I Am Rappaport podcast. I trust it. It's safe, secure. They got state-of-the-art technology. Check it out. So I wanted to talk to you about this, I'm going to go on this actor. I saw a movie called 99 Houses with a really good actor, Michael Shannon, Boardwalk Empire, all kind of shit. And this other actor who played Spider-Man, pretty boy, British dude, Andrew Garfield, is now doing what the most cliche thing you can do as an actor, as a young, good-looking British actor, is complain about what it's like to be a celebrity and complain about fucking you wanting your anonymity and saying you understand it but saying you don't want to do it. Let me tell you something. You're a young actor. You better be fucking happy. This is not the fucking 70s, my man. You're not Dustin Hoffman. You're not Al Pacino and you're not Robert De Niro. You better embrace the fact that you're working now. You better embrace the fact that you're having the opportunity to do rich, you know, colorful, challenging roles now, and you better fucking continue to fucking do the magazines. You better continue to smile, show your little cheekbones, show your dimples, show your British swag and all that shit. Because when actors start talking about, oh, the work, actors, we don't work. We show up, play. That's not work. The work, it's all about my work. He's saying, oh, the work, the most important. You don't need to know about me. I'm a celebrity, but who cares what I say? This cliche bullshit. Oh, I just like to talk about the work. This is not work. That is the most pretentious shit. Like, you can't talk about the films you're in. You're not proud. You're not excited about the films you're in. You're not happy as shit that anyone even wants to talk to you. See, young actors, sometimes young, they don't even appreciate. Listen, if you're in this business and people want to talk to you, you better talk to them and talk to them while they give two shits about you. All right? And I don't even know this kid. He's a good young actor, but like, don't sit there, the work and the angst, and I don't understand why people want to talk to me and celebrity and young. Yo, you better enjoy that shit while it lasts, because it does not last forever. And you're not fucking Dustin Hoffman, my man. You're not fucking Laurence Olivier. You're not Marlon Brando. You're not James Dean. All right? Trust me.
Tell him, man.
You're not fucking Samuel Jackson. You're not Lawrence Fishburne. You're not Denzel Washington. You're not on that level.
This shit ain't sweet, man.
Shit is not sweet. Come on, go on up to the Bronx and see what G. Moody is doing in his house project, reconstruction of his house, with what? A fucking nail filer?
Steak knife.
A steak knife.
A mini sledgehammer. And a couple of ladders.
Right. That's hard work. Andrew Garfield, you want to do some hard work?
I'll trade you.
Come up to the Bronx. See what G. Moody has to do when he's doing his fucking construction project with no gloves, no goggles.
Word. And still get it done.
With no, he's got like fucking.
You don't hear me complaining.
No. What do you think G. Monetti would do to play Spider-Man in a movie? Woo! Would you show up to the interviews happy?
Man, I'd be interviewing their ass.
I'm so happy to be here. Why? Like, you'd be right. Giddy, right?
I couldn't believe it.
Andrew Garfield.
The fronting out there.
Complaining about this shit. Blessed lives we have as actors and entertainers, and you're complaining about it. Get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. You should be. Every person that comes over and asks you for a selfie, you should fucking kiss their feet for talking to you. You're not at that level,
that's
Duke.
That's these new
You're
cats.
Not at that level, my man. Not even close. Yo, Danny, you're not even on Danny Aiello's level. He's 82.
Still got his chops.
Still got his fucking chops. Still, and you don't hear Danny Aiello complaining. Word.
Yeah, see?
These cocksuckers! You British motherfucker! What, he played fucking Spider-Man? The ninth fucking actor to play fucking Spider-Man in the fifth year, and he's complaining? Get the fuck out of here! I'll fucking interview you. What, are you gonna break my fucking balls? They're always breaking the balls of these interviewers. Come out to fucking Queens and break my fucking balls. I had Bob De Niro in my fucking house. I lived in the projects in the Bronx in 71. You cocksucker, you.
G. Monetti's acting workshop question, yo.
Oh, shit.
And it's one question.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever...
Oh, God. Where is this going to go?
It's not bad.
Sometimes you ask good questions during the G. Monetti actors
but
workshop.
But this is a good
sometimes
one.
Sometimes they're really bad.
This is a good one. Have you ever been distracted by the movement of all the cameras?
Yes. Yes.
How does an actor get around that?
That's a good question, G. Monetti. Well, if you've seen the footage of Christian Bale freaking out on a set one time about movement and all, it looks like Christian Bale's being an asshole. Christian Bale is taking his job seriously. The crew has a lot of time to do their thing. And obviously, you don't need to scream at people, but I think he was screaming directly at the DP. Sometimes, and apparently what happened is that DP was moving, and it could be distracting because it's like you could be in a scene and you're playing, you're pretending. It's not real. It's not brain surgery. We're not fighting cancer, but when you are doing that, you want a certain amount of, you need to be able to focus. It does require quiet, concentration. So if there's a lot of talking, and you're like, and I'm saying, G. Monetti, I'm telling you these lines. And I'm like, yo, G. Monetti, I was on the train. And I saw this chick and I said, la, la, la. And then I hear like a blah, 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 blah behind me. And the camera's moving or somebody's like walking in your eye line. It could distract you. Sometimes you have to stop a take. Like noise will distract you if you stop. It'll throw you off because you're already in your head, the rhythm and all that shit. And it's not a play. Film acting and TV acting is different than stage acting. Stage acting, whatever's happening right there in the moment, you have to keep going along with it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, well, stage actors are better. That doesn't necessarily mean it. It just means it's a different form. It's like sprinting and marathon running. It's two different things. Mm-hmm. So, but when you're on a set and there's like cameras moving or people talking, depending upon the situation, like you might be working with an older actor and they might be moving around or fumbling around and you just have to just get
locked in.
Yeah, because like, yo, what are you going to do? Or a camera, there might be a camera move that's needed, so it's not going to be perfectly still. So you'll go over that in rehearsal and you'll sort of incorporate that into the rhythm of what you're doing as an actor. So it's different strokes for different folks. But when you see footage of like Christian Bale like screaming at the DP, first of all, it shouldn't be released. That's an invasion of privacy. And second of all, I could see how that could happen if you're doing an intense scene and another professional is fucking around when you're doing your thing.
But who is the DP?
The DP is the director of photography, which is usually the director of photography doesn't operate the camera, but the DP sets up all the shots. Good question. The only bad question is the question you don't ask. And that's a very good question because that's regular people probably don't know
exactly
what a DP means. So that's a good question. So it's the cinematographer.
Mm-hmm.
But on most sets, cinematographer will set up the shots and then the camera operator will be the one actually physically operating the camera. And the DP, the DP, aka the cinematographer, will be looking at a monitor, through a monitor with the director. And the director will be looking at everything and the DP will be looking specifically at the camera composition and the shots and the focus and all that stuff.
I got it.
So that's a good question. That's a valid question. This is the IM Rapport podcast. Yeah, I understand. That's it. I thought it was going to be because you've asked some inappropriate questions. Yeah.
Hey, I want to know all that shit.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say that the IM Rapport podcast is inspired every episode by Muhammad Ali, the great Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. I just read an article about him. He was on his 39th Sports Illustrated cover. Talking about where he is now, where he's come from, some old quotes, some new photos. There's this one quote I read that he said when he was 23 years old. He said to a reporter, This is what he said. This is why Muhammad Ali is you know that he's touched by something. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling I was born for a purpose. I don't know what I'm here for. I just feel abnormal, a different kind of man. I don't know why I was born. I'm just here, a young man rumbling. I've always had that feeling since I was a little boy. Perhaps I was born to fulfill biblical prophecies. I just feel I may be a part of something, divine things. Everything seems strange to me. Muhammad Ali said that to Sports Illustrated in 1965. As Cassius Clay. Like, yo, who says that at 23?
Right.
That's not like no cocky shit. That's just like, yo, if you're saying shit like that at 23, you're a boxer.
Yeah.
You're on a different plane.
Yeah.
And obviously Muhammad Ali's not perfect. He's made some mistakes in his life. You know, but his impact on sports and on politics and on culture, yo, it will continue.
That's because he took a stand for something. He's not out there selling boxing trunks.
Right.
He took a stand for some shit.
Right.
And the world respects him and loves him. The world. Not just black folks.
Yeah, everybody.
The world.
And the article, his wife, Lonnie, said, you know, people, when they see him, they're brought to tears. And it's like they want to know that he's all right, because if he's all right, they're all right.
Right, right.
I was like, damn, man. Reading that shit choked me up. Yeah. Like, it was a couple of weeks ago, Sports Illustrated. Like, I just love that guy, man. Like, I've always loved that guy. He's been a part of my life since I can remember. You know, like, growing up in the 70s, everybody, Muhammad Ali was a part of everybody's life. And, you know, I just continue to just hope and pray that fucking Muhammad Ali, I cursed and said his name, you know, that he, you know, his health is good. And he just means so much. It's like, even though he's never going to be what he was physically, he just means so much. He's, yeah, like, truly an American treasure.
Icon.
Yeah, so I just wanted to just shout that out. What else is Papa Lop and G Monetti? Anything else?
I went to a Coochie Fritos.
Huh?
A Coochie Fritos in the Bronx.
What is that?
It's like all Latin food.
Ooh.
It's like some old school shit. Really cramped.
Yes.
But a lot of people in there, and they have the menus in color. Beautiful waitresses.
Yeah.
And I ate good for $9.
Mmm.
Coochie Fritos on 183rd. See, we're going to give an I Am Rappaport podcast Zagats.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah, we're going to do the I Am Rappaport best of I Am, best of New York food
guide.
And it's going to be our shit. It ain't going to be no fancy shit.
Ain't no fancy schmancy bullshit.
None of that bullshit.
It's shit that I went to. Rappaport went to.
Neighborhood shit.
Yeah. We're going to do Astoria.
Yep.
Bronx.
The Boogie Down Bronx, Brooklyn.
We got a nice waffle spot.
Yes, we got it all. Wayne's Waffles.
Wayne's Waffles.
We're going to go into details. Wayne's Waffles. We love this guy. We love his waffles.
Word up. So Flatbush.
That's coming.
Hell yeah. So we're going to do that. We're getting that together.
Yeah, all you hipsters out there in Brooklyn, you want some waffles? Go to Wayne's Waffles. That's our people. The best shit.
Fenimore Street.
Brooklyn, Flatbush, Brooklyn.
We'll give you all the details in the upcoming
I Am Rappaport podcast. All right, fantasy football is underway, and I love, love, love DraftKings one-day fantasy. There's no commitment. You could hit it and quit it. You might win, you might not win. You could play multiple games. That's the thing about 1 week. You could do 10 lineups. All right, enter Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that is DraftKings.motherfucking.com. Yes, so this is the I Am Rappaport podcast coming live from the Gloom Tomb.
Word.
And something that's in the news and on Twitter and social media and... It's a new thing. These are new things that are it's like a revolution. There's a whole anti-sex shaming campaign going on.
Explain that, sir.
So the anti-sex shaming is along the lines with the slut walk and all that stuff. It's basically saying that women shouldn't be sex shamed if they are open about the amount of sex, like, you know, like the sort of the stereotype is like, if men are with a lot of girls, they're cool, but if women are with a lot of guys, they're sluts. So now there's an anti-sex, that's called sex shaming. It's a big thing out there.
Damn.
So that's it in a nutshell. Like, well, where's your stake on it? If a girl's out there,
if she's a prostitute, right? Ain't no. I mean, I wouldn't shame you.
It's not a prostitute. It's regular women. So they're saying like, if I have sex with 30 guys, why is it not cool? But if you have sex with 30 women, you're like a stud.
I say it's cool. I don't have no problem with that. If I'm one of the guys, we not going to be together because you doing all that nasty shit. But if I'm one of the guys, you could do whatever you want.
As long as you get a piece.
That's right.
So your take is, he said, but you're only going to get mad if you're not allowed to get a little
taste of that. Because if you hoeing like that, I want some.
So, but that's the whole thing. Why do you say it's hoeing? See, that's I'm not asking you the question. That's what they're asking the question.
Well, what is that?
I don't know. They'll say, oh, well, I like sex, why is that a bad thing?
Well, in this society, we call that hoeing.
Right.
No matter what you want to say, it's what it is.
Right. So do you think that it diminishes a girl's, like, because, you know, like,
not for me.
Her status?
Because if I'm not trying to be with you.
Right. Oh, okay. So you're saying if you understand that she's about that life.
And I'm not trying to have no, set up anything and have a foundation with you. I want to be one of those men.
Who does what?
That enjoys your spreading yourself around.
Mm.
You.
And would that happen to be done on Gun Hill Road?
You keep mentioning. Oh, Gun Hill. Yeah. Gun Hill go be there. Gun Hill, yeah.
Explain. Where, that's where you live, Gun Hill Road.
Gun Hill, yeah. In that vicinity.
Off the 2 train.
That's right. So
you're saying as long as these girls that are they're doing the anti slut shaming or anti sex shaming.
Ain't no shame. See, they feel like, damn, I want to do the things that the men do and they don't get branded as this and that. So I want to be doing that and not be viewed as a whore. Right? So you won't be viewed as a whore. You won't. Just come to Gun Hill Road. Get off the 2 train. I'm there naked. And my whole thing is to walk back to my house with you naked. They know me up there. They know how I get down. We won't be accosted. They've seen me escort many of them naked to my house. So come on up there.
Oh, shit. Yo, I was trying to see, if you should get a banana hammock instead of being butt-ass, because, he's out there butt-ass. Why don't you get an I Am Rappaport or a G Moody banana hammock, custom-made?
Yo, somebody crochet that shit. Crochet that for us. I'll be swinging at the turnstile, waiting to take you up to Gun Hill Road.
Real nice.
And proper.
Do you know that there's a statue of Magic Johnson outside Michigan State Arena?
Yeah, I heard.
And you know these fucks vandalized the Magic Johnson statue out there?
Damn.
To me, that's like...
sacrilege.
Yo, that's like vandalizing like the Mona Lisa or some shit like that. University of Michigan fans, they vandalized the statue and spray painted on Magic Johnson's torso, M. Along, they put Beat State on a Magic Johnson statue. That
fanatics. They don't call them that, fans. Fanatics. Crazy motherfuckers.
You get a wig of please for doing that.
Word.
You know what else I heard? I think this may not be true, but an Oregon dude found what he says is a dead mouse in his Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling this was a setup, because if I found a dead mouse in my Subway sandwich, First, G Moody, you know me. What would first happen? Like, how would I react to that? Like,
you probably jump out of your chair. You probably fucking run through the fucking glass, run out of the fucking restaurant.
Yo,
you. They said it wasn't in the sandwich. It was in the lettuce bag that came in.
No,
I read that, but I
no,
see it.
No. The mouse was sandwiched between the bread and the lettuce.
But they got it out of the bag, is what they're saying. And he spread the fucking lettuce on the sandwich, and it was a rat.
My man. So there was a rat on the sandwich, and, and it was given to the customer. A mouse.
Man.
Do you think that's real, or was that a setup? Because fuss I would have... Like, you know what? First, I would did have to put me... Yo, the thing is I don't fuck around with rodents. Dead animals, I have a really bad reaction. What G Moody is saying is right. I would run through the glass window at Subway.
Yeah.
Inadvertently. I'd be so freaked out.
I'd take their whole chain for that shit. I don't want no money. I want the whole chain, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All your Subway stores I want. I bit off the head of a rat in your restaurant and I ingested it. I don't want money. I want all the restaurants.
And we already gave away the sick fuck of the week on this episode. But, you know, another dude in Florida again. I don't understand. I don't get it. A guy named Billy Edward Taylor, 25-year-old, who's already in trouble for stealing and all this shit, had a fucking young pit bull. And he videotaped himself having sex with the pit bull.
Damn.
And not only did he videotape himself having sex with the pit bull, he sent it to his girlfriend.
Damn. Sadistic motherfucker.
And he had other sexual acts on his computer with other animals. Yo. And if you saw this guy, it's like a regular looking dude. You wouldn't think twice. Yo,
I'm glad I don't have no sexual deviant shit where you want to fuck a chair. Imagine you had some shit like that where you were sexually attracted to a chair.
And you want
to
have sex? You want to fuck a dog?
Damn.
How could you want to do that?
Damn. And then send that shit.
And then you send it like, yo, look at me. Like, yo, this shit is hot. Like, yeah, like it's you jumping over a car or like doing a stunt or juggling or... You know, look at my new meal I cooked or anything.
I'm tearing Fido ass up.
Huh?
I'm tearing Fido ass up. You send that. Look at me, blazing it.
Terrible, man.
Animals. Sexual deviant.
Yeah,
like
man.
The motherfucker with the cake crush porn.
Huh?
The Greek priest. That was caught on video with cake crush porn. He had his girl. He's
right.
He's off in the corner. Why is he in the corner?
Doing what?
Just in the corner. And his girl's on the other side of the room sitting on a cake. And he gets amped on that. Why don't you just go close to her, caress her, hold her, kiss her? How does a cake... get you off.
Sick fuck.
She sits on the cake. So what? All right. It can't be a box of Ritz crackers? How do you feel about Ritz crackers?
Yeah, you're not into that.
You're not into that.
Just
cheese whiz?
What about ice cream? No.
It has to be a honey bun.
Right.
Or Little Debbie's. Weirdo. And you're the priest telling me about abstinence.
Right.
You're a fucking freak.
You sick animal.
Celibacy breeds.
Right.
Insanity.
You need to skeet.
And sexual deviance.
Yeah. Stop fronting. Everyone needs to skeet. You must skeet.
Why not?
Why aren't you skeeting?
That's why you're going nuts.
Because the skeet is it's like infecting your bloodstream and the flow of air to your brain because you're not skeeting off.
And when you don't skeet off, you have nocturnal emissions, wet dreams, because it's natural.
And you know why? Because you're not skeeting.
Russell Wilson, you're not playing well. You know why?
You're not skeeting. You told everybody you weren't skeeting, but he's actually playing well. That motherfucker.
Did they win?
They lost, but it's not his fault.
Hey, the Seattle Seahawks. He's not skeeting.
You think Marshawn Lynch is skeeting? Yes. Yeah. Yo, I want to just put a shout out to, you know that there's a duct tape. One of my favorite things I would love to have as a sponsor for. You know
that duct tape.
No. I fuck with duct tape. You know, I always
have. You have everything fucking duct tape.
Yo, talk on it.
Yeah.
But before
this guy's like a fucking addicted to fucking duct tape.
I've had duct tape for years, right?
On everything.
Bags.
Yeah.
You just shoes. Like, yeah. I duct tape my jeans. I fuck with duct tape. Instead of patching them, I would duct tape them on the inside.
Yeah.
And about 10 something years ago, I was exposed to a brand of duct tape. My favorite kind of duct tape. Gorilla. Is the name of the brand Gorilla Duct Tape. It comes in black, white. They got the fucking camo duct tape. I want to try to get a sponsorship with Gorilla Duct Tape. Imagine that. The I Am Rappaport podcast sponsored by Gorilla Duct Tape.
Yeah, that you sounds can put like this us.
You're like a tow truck.
That sounds like us.
Yo, Gorilla Duct Tape.
Word up.
I fuck with you. Hard Body Karate.
We didn't do Rick James. We didn't do Rick. Remember you said you wanted to do
Yo, a guy was caught. See, in most people younger than us, because of the Rick James jokes on the Dave Chappelle show, and rightfully so, they think Rick James is just some crazy musician. And a couple of weeks ago, a guy was arrested. No, he was caught on videotape robbing a bank in a fucking Rick James wig. And they're like, yo, try to find this guy. He's in a fucking Rick James wig.
Word.
and it takes away from the greatness of Rick James' musicality. Like, yo, Rick James. Yo, talk about Rick James, man. Yo, speak on hit, man.
A Buffalo, New York cat.
Soul, funk. Forget the shit that
the crazy shit.
And the coke binges.
This was a guy, man, that was a genius of music.
Right, like Prince type level, except for he just was derailed.
A superstar.
Superstar.
In music. And, yo, just a great singer, a great musician, wrote all the music.
Right, performed it.
You know, and gave us Tina Marie, you know what I'm saying? Mary Jane Girls.
Right.
You know, Rick James is an icon in music and an icon in black music too.
Died too early, drug problems.
Yeah, always was with drugs. was never shied away from that.
Right. Never. He was never not on drugs.
Rock star, drug addict.
And he did a couple of great songs with Smokey Robinson, who also admitted during that time
that he was a cluckhead.
Huh?
A clucker.
What does that mean, G Moody? I was talking about him being on drugs.
That's a L.A. term.
Cluckhead.
Slang. We use all slang from all over, right?
So yes.
It's a cluckhead.
Yes.
Which means crackhead, drug addict, whatever you want. He admitted it in his book. This isn't G. Monetti
right.
at Rappaport slinging mud.
No, we're not slinging mud. He admitted it. He's sober now, but he admitted it. Smokey Robinson, great Motown singing, iconic.
Word.
Smooth voice. Tears of a clown.
Yeah. Great.
He was shitting the bed.
Yeah.
He admitted to shitting the bed.
Drugs, man.
Shout out to everybody who's listening to the I Am Rappaport podcast who may have a shit bag. I know it's hard. I have ulcerative colitis. Fortunately, I've been fighting it. But I know there's a lot of shame when it comes to having a shit bag. If anybody is living with a shit bag,
put a Gucci signal.
Yo, we don't judge you.
Yeah, we're.
Because we had a friend who had a shit bag, and he would come out and you know, hang out with everybody and you know, be like amongst the guys, and he was so confident, and we made him feel so comfortable and at ease about it. During a conversation, mid-conversation, he would step out of the circle of conversation and say,
"Pardon me, son, I'm shitting." See, so we don't judge motherfuckers.
And then he'd walk back in the circle like nothing happened with his bag.
Full.
You wouldn't smell. It sounds disgusting, but yo, you couldn't even tell he had the shit bag. And he was polite enough to step out of the circle of conversation, you know, a couple of steps away and say,
"Pardon me, son, I'm shitting."
It wasn't a big deal. We didn't make him feel bad.
Right.
We didn't judge him. What's going on, Jimmy?
Yo, nothing much, man. I like this weather, man.
Oh, I love this weather.
This is the best time of the year.
Perfect time. Because you could wear a little bit of clothes. You're not freezing. You could wear this is a perfect time to be wearing an American Giant hoodie.
Yes.
American-Giant hoodies. Yo, this is a perfect time to check out the website, American Giant. Go to AmericanGiant.com. American Giant hoodies.
Champion. Can't fuck with this shit, yo.
Yo, this is that weather when you could be wearing your Mac Weldon underwear with a Mac Weldon t-shirt with some Mac Weldon socks and maybe a Mac Weldon long sleeve t-shirt. And then when it gets cooler, you put on your American Giant hoodie. Maybe you throw on some of your great sneakers from greats.com.
And I want to talk about that.
Yo, we love our great sneakers. You go to greats.com. Brooklyn company, New York. Sells directly to the consumer.
Revolutionizing that.
G Moody and I are rocking our greats right now.
I got the Wooster Lardini.
They look good.
And the Harris Tweed and the Linton Tweed.
Yes, I love them.
I mean, people, I rode the train down here, rap.
And people were saying what to you?
I saw them just eyeing my kicks.
Checking your shit out. If you go to greats.com and you put in the promo code RAP, R-A-P, you save money when you place your order.
Yep.
Yo, how the ladies liking your greats.com?
Yo, people look at them and you see the eyes like looking in admiration.
Like, ooh.
Like, damn, what's that? You know, like, I like that. That's how Adidas, when you was on the train back in the days.
Right.
And you got the fly Nikes or Adidas, people would tell you, oh, you can see it in their eyes.
Now with your greats.com.
You get the same shit.
And then this the weather when I have my Mac Weldon underwear on. And I have on my boxer briefs, nice, and it's a little chilly when it gets dark. It's like 60 degrees. Everything feels comfortable, secure, and warm.
And it don't draw up into your ass.
Nah, it doesn't go all up in your ass, giving you swamp ass.
Yeah.
Mac Weldon underwear, Mac Weldon socks, with or without personality. You go to MacWeldon.com, comfortable, fair price. It'll get you on and off the website quick.
Yeah, I like their website.
Put in the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, soft-ass t-shirts, soft-ass long-sleeve t-shirts, V-neck t-shirts, plain socks, socks with a little bit of personality, MacWeldon.com.
We don't promote bullshit.
No, we only fuck with shit that we love. And of course, this episode of the I Am Rappaport podcast is also sponsored by, what is the name of the mattress company that we love?
Oh.
Casper Mattresses.
You gotta have it.
Revolutionizing the mattress and bed industry. Brand new technology. You can order your Casper mattress. It'll show up in a box quickly. You take it out of the box. It's not a blow-up mattress. The technology in the bed, it decompresses to a regular mattress. We sleep on Casper mattresses every night. Not together. No, Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
Separately. But I love my Casper mattress. G Moody had back problems. How are you sleeping?
Like a sleeping beauty, man.
Mm. Go to Casper.com. Check out the mattresses. Come in six sizes. Get in the promo code RAPAPORT. You get $50 off an already really good, fair-priced mattress. Yo, all right, so a couple of weeks ago, we talked about, what do we call them?
Earlobed assholes and tattooed freaks.
Say it again?
Earlobed assholes and tattooed freaks.
And when we said earlobed assholes, it was less about the earlobe thing. No, it was more about the earlobe thing than the tattoos. I don't give a shit about the tattoos. What I give a shit about, what we were talking about, is when people have those, they're called plungers.
Whatever it is.
Enormous things in their ears. I think it's unsanitary. To me, it just doesn't look right.
Smells like shit, B.
And somebody sent us a picture of a nasty earlobed asshole tattooed freak who's got one of these fucking plungers. You could see into his mouth. You could see his teeth.
From the side.
From the side. You could see all in his mouth.
With the cheek. The cheek area.
With his cheek,
like,
he got his fucking tongue in it. And I don't know how this is allowed. Like, that can't be hygienic. And you look like, you're going to scare my kids on the train, and you're going to scare little Baba girl on the fucking bus. You want your daughter's? That's
he has a mental illness. Anybody with that has a mental. What's that for?
Why do you have a hole in your cheek with like an earring plastic thing there?
And when I can see the side of your teeth.
You trying to gross every? You need that much attention?
That's
like,
what it
no,
is.
I just want to be left alone. It's individuality.
Get on a team.
Huh?
Try for a team.
Right.
When we was in fucking high school,
yeah,
right?
You want attention so bad.
Go on a layup line.
Make a couple of shots. Join the chess club. Do the debate club. Science club.
Do something. Leave your face alone. Leave your earlobes.
You have a giant hole in your mouth.
Why?
You look like shit. You look dumb. You got your mouth. That's got to be disease prone or something, man. To have a open hole so I could see the side of your teeth and your tongue and your mouth. And then you're like spooking people like your tongue comes out of the side of your mouth. Lock them up.
I was about to say that. Saliva dripping out. You's a nasty motherfucker. Yo, you talking and the side of your shit is leaking with spit. Why? Why is there a hole in your cheek?
You look like shit.
Arrest him. Arrest him. Indecent. What's that? Indecent exposure. Arrest this motherfucker. I'd be making up shit if I was a cop.
Yeah,
fine. Get him off the street.
Get him off the street. I don't want my niece and nephews seeing this guy, you know, in the street. Like, and you're like, oh, I'm like, why is everybody freaking out when I'm on the elevator? I'm just like everybody else. No, you're not.
Yeah. They always rationalize and with they always stupid like,
yo,
shit.
You know, I don't know why everybody's staring at me. You want people to stare at you because you didn't play basketball. You don't play guitar. You don't do shit.
Right. That's why. You don't do no sports. You never play Skelly. Ring Olivio, Coco Olivio, Kick the Can, Hot Peas and Butter. See, you didn't have a childhood. These people that say they're from Brooklyn, but they're not.
Right.
They're the ones with the holes in their shit. You ain't from Brooklyn if you didn't do what I just fucking earmarked. Coco Olivio.
Earmarked in the way you do it.
Yeah, you're a fucking freak.
You earmarked.
Because you didn't play Skelly.
Right.
You didn't do those things. You didn't play Double Dutch. You didn't make friends.
Right.
That's why you're looking at your face as a target.
Right.
You're fucking weird.
You look like shit. You really look terrible. Arrest this fucking guy, man. I don't feel like that's hygienic to be on the train with a guy with a fucking hole in his mouth. A hole in his fucking nose. Gaping hole. Hole up all of him in his ears. He's got, yo, I'm more offended by that than the fucking, the women walking around butt ass.
Yeah. I don't want that motherfucker near me.
Nah, I feel like I could catch something from you.
A butt-ass woman, I love that. Because, see, I ain't going to grope.
I'm going to just look.
Just look. Now, you can't be mad if I follow your ass for a couple of blocks.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything to you. But like, if you're walking around the street with no shirt, and you look good, inadvertently, you might hear me do this. Oh, shit. Or, yo, if you walk by naked and you look good, after I'm shocked, I might go, God bless you. I know it's not the best thing to do, but it might just come out of me like I'm blessing you, like God bless you. Well, I see women that are beautiful in New York, and now they're saying that that's catcalling.
No. What? I say, it's like before. You're admiring God's design.
Right.
We're not like fucking with you.
If I see a rainbow, if I see a beautiful rainbow, I'm going to be like, wow.
Wow.
Look at the colors.
You didn't design them tits. You didn't design that ass. You're just in it. So when I say, damn, I'm giving glory to the creator.
You used to say, one of Gerald's great lines from the past, he would say, I never understood this. When Gerald would see what he deemed a beautiful woman, he would say, and then he would say, if God was a man.
I got that from my man D.
Now explain that. You would see a beautiful woman and you would go, it would be like three or four, three. It would be, and then you would follow it up with, if God was a man.
Oh, man.
I never understood why you would say that.
My man Darrell Williams said that, and he said it in a way where when you saw a beautiful woman, he said it in a way where you'd be like, yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, what?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like if God was a man. Yeah, like the way he said it.
What would he do?
Like, exactly. So I get it. It sounds crazy, but the way
has that ever gotten you a woman's phone number or
actually? Yeah.
So you're saying that could
no,
be
No, we don't say it to her. Mm. We say it amongst ourselves. Like, damn, that's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. It's like a figure of speech.
But you've said it. I've seen you say it directly to the woman.
Yeah, she didn't understand what the fuck I was talking about.
Do you blame her?
Of course not. But it worked. Sometimes she's like, "What?"
And then you
just go on to some other shit because you can't explain that.
You can't explain what you just said.
Yeah, you can't. Shout out to my man Darrell Williams in South Carolina,
Sarge,
and the whole Williams family.
June, aka Elmo. We don't give shout outs, but we're gonna start giving shout outs, and we're gonna start reading emails on the I Am Rapport podcast, and questions. Yes. And you know what else I wanted to ask you guys to do? I don't ask for much. We don't ask for much. We're known for giving away shit. We have brand new American Giant t-shirts coming shortly. I've sent out socks to fans. Soft-ass I Am Rapaport podcast fans. So you know what you can do for us besides tweeting, spreading the word, Instagramming, and continue to listen? Go on iTunes and leave a review. There's a review section. Go on iTunes and leave a review. Give us those stars.
Word. If you like, you like this, man.
More people can fuck with the I Am Rapaport. Because there's some other podcasts, and I'm not being disrespectful. I'm not naming names. But there's some other quote-unquote popular podcasts that more people are listening to than the I Am Rapaport podcast. And I feel like people are missing out. They're losing out.
Yep.
The people that listen, they know.
Once you hear it one time, it's over.
But why not share it with the rest of the world? So go on iTunes, leave a fucking review.
Yeah. What did you think?
Ask a question. Go to iamrapaport.com. Email us a question. Try to think of something good. We'll give you a shout out on the I Am Rapaport podcast.
That's for sure.
We'll say your name. We'll talk shit about you. We'll question your fuck game. We'll see if you're interested in supporting All Loaves Matter. We'll talk greasy to you. You could talk greasy back. We want a little bit more fan participation.
Yeah, we need it.
We like it. We enjoy it. It's the I Am Rapaport podcast.